Final segment of Talking Trees, and Sarah, for Save a Tree, we better get to holiday plant lights. There is to do and not to do when hanging holiday lights.
I'm so excited. All right, I already did the most beautiful ranch up in Cave Creek. It's breathtaking, all warm white, all the way down the fences with a big wreath. And we are doing holiday decor, and Save a Tree just introduced it here in Phoenix last year, but we do it nationwide. And one of the things that really even made our website this year was these really spectacular palm trees done with a big green trunk, and all the fronds were done in a bright gold. It was spectacular.
So most people aren't going to have the equipment to do a palm tree. That is a service y'all offer. What should they know about hanging lights? It drives me nuts when I see nails in trees.
Yeah, we have special little clips that we use, and the guys are kind of trained to weave a correct pattern so that the whole tree sparkles. And then we do trunk wraps. So when we do it on the roofs, there's a little plastic, if you have stucco, it's a little plastic clip that's clear, you can't even see it, but it stays there, it's permanent. So each year you just hook back to the same little hook. No nails. But no, the holiday lighting with Save a Tree, the decor that we do, is really for you as a person to enjoy. And you can get it up before Thanksgiving. You can take it down as late as the end of February. It's a service that we provide. And we come and help you design it. We put it up. We maintain every light, timers everything through the season. Take it down, put your name on it, and it's just there for you to enjoy. It's something that you give yourself.
So when you say you take it down and put your name on it, you guys do all the putting away the lights, so you don't have to.
We take them all.
Oh, that
we put them up
awesome.
And we take them all down, and we save them for you for next year. You know, they're all marked in a storage.
It really does make a big difference. Occasionally, there'll be a year I don't get any outside lighting decorated, and it's never the same. You know, it feels like we never really fully had Christmas and the New Year. And the putting up, the taking down, that is very time-consuming, and why occasionally I don't get it done. But
It just brightens your day. Drive home and you go in your in your driveway, and it sparkles, and it's a wonderful feeling.
And there's a lot of fun things that we'll do. We'll let the kids design. We might wrap the trunk in one color. And if it's our big mulberry trees that are deciduous, you know, we'll pick different trunks and veins and we'll string the whole. So you might have like a white trunk and then a red limb and a blue limb. And we've got a row of ash at the front of the house that we all do in white. And it's, you know, it's just like you said, it even coming home, and it's dark at that time. You know, 5:30, 6 o'clock, it's already dark. And just seeing that driving up.
Me too. I work too. Yeah, we all work, but, right? Yeah.
But don't worry. You won't hear Christmas music on Rosie on the House till at least December.
Okay.
We promise that.
What a fun way to spend time with family too, getting outside and
So
designing.
Get your trees pruned and ready for your Christmas lights.
Is there anything different between like a tree that's dormant and how you should put up lights versus a tree that hasn't lost its leaves, maybe an evergreen?
Well, it depends where, if you want to see the lights.
Okay.
Yeah, there is technique, and we just, our crews are trained to do that. And
nice.
We're pretty tight on our schedules, but I begged them today and they agreed to work Saturdays. So we'll try to get a few more people done.
Nice.
Amy, tell us about Trees Matter one more time.
Yeah, so as Sarah mentioned earlier in the show, our mission is to inspire and promote an increased tree canopy. And we work with schools to plant trees with students, and we've started building activities with schools. So that's really exciting, getting our kids. When I grew up in Phoenix, there was less attention towards knowing the names of our trees, planting the trees. There's a lot more we're doing with that. So for me personally, that means a lot. I mentioned our resiliency project, where we're planting 100 trees and asking people to submit name tags. names for tags to put on the trees. And then we work with SRP for their awesome free shade tree program. We'll probably have some workshops coming up, their webinars online in the next couple of months. So if the website is put up, I check then if you're an SRP customer. And we also have an Ask an Arborist Facebook group too. So if you have any questions about your trees after this, you can go there.
Outstanding. That's treesmatter.org?
Yes, that's correct.
Amy Esposito, thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. And Sarah, if somebody needs an arborist, a tree service, and y'all have expanded lawn, shrubs as well.
Yeah.
So overall yard maintenance, they could schedule at saveatree.com.
Correct.
How is that spelled?
SAVATREE.com.
Or you can one missing E. SAVATREE.
EE, correct. Sorry. But our phone number.
You don't spell out the full save, is what I meant.
No, it's SAVATREE. And then our phone number is 602-788-0005. And you can call for an arborist to come and look at your property, look at your trees. There's no obligation to you for us to come and look.
And we'll see y'all December 11th. We'll be talking trees again here at Rosie on the House. We'll be talking about frozen lawn damage. Hopefully we will have that. Not that we want damaged lawn, but a frost would be nice. It's been, if you've only been in the valley a few years, you don't know it, but we get our cold snaps. It helps nice with the insect count. And then the tree of the month is the white mulberry tree. So we'll see y'all December 11th.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.